Hello and welcome to the Limited to Liberated podcast. This is the show to help you get clear, plus call forward the confidence to do what you feel called to do. On this episode, have you ever struggled with wanting to be your true self, right? Stand out, be original, and yet worried what other people might think at the same time, right? Feeling that you want to stand out, you want to be yourself, you want to be unique, and yet feeling alone on your journey, wondering where there's a lot of talk right now about your community, your tribe. You got to find your tribe. You got to find your people. But how do you stand out in a world where everyone is actually trying to fit in? Well, that's exactly what I'm here to help you with on this week's show, where you're going to learn why not everyone is actually meant to fit in and determine what feels right for you. Stay tuned. Awesome. And we're back again. Nicole here for our next episode. Now, this one has some fine lines to it, okay? Because how do you stand out in a world where everyone is trying to fit in? Everyone, we want to make everything equal. Now, I'm either going to light you up here in a good way or I'm going to ruffle some feathers. But here's what I'm going to say. Not everyone is equal. Not everyone is here to just fit in. Not everyone. I don't want to fit in. I want to rise. I don't want to fit in with everybody. Okay, I'm here to be myself. You're here to be yourself. Are you showing up as the real you? Or are you being a diluted, watered-down version of you that you think you need to be? Right? There's a lot of out there right now about community and find your tribe. And I am all about that. I run a community. I started my own community, but that's exactly what I'm talking about here today. I spent, you know, and we're going to talk about too, like how, in what ways are you showing up? Is it the real you or is it a version of you? Are there different versions of you depending on who you're with, where you're at, what you're doing? Oh, it's okay for me to be this person here, but I could never say that or be that here, right? There's even when people start to come out of what we call the woo closet. I don't even call it woo anymore because it's just my life. It's just who I am now. But I remember calling it that. I'm woo-woo. I'm woo. Just so you know, I'm woo, right? There's a lot of conversation about that. And so maybe on your business page or in a private community, you're all about it, but oh, I could never say that at work, or I could never say that on my personal page, right? So this creates versions of you. This splits your energy, by the way. So you're not showing up as the most powerful you, the most powerful version of you. You're showing up as a piece or a part of you. And so there is right now a lot about communities and tribes, and I'm all for it, being around your people, the people you are a match with. Absolutely. It's not a better or worse thing. It's not a personal thing. It's match, not a match. But I'm here to tell you that not everyone's meant to fit in. Some people are meant to stand out. And that means they can't be the same as everybody else. And if you're going to be equal, that means everybody's exactly the same. That'll never happen. And good God, I hope it never happens. Yes, I said it. Because if everyone is equal, if everyone is exactly the same, we will never have change in this world again. It is because of some of the greatest challenges in this world that the best solutions have come forward. Not because everybody was the same. How does that challenge us to rise? How does that challenge us to pull in our spiritual solutions? And the energy will never be, we have to have differences. We have to have yin and yang. We have to have, you know, opposites. That's the laws of, that's just the way things are. This whole push for equality, instead of individuals just stepping out and being leaders. I get it. See, that's why this can get really confusing and this can get really fuzzy. And it might sound like I'm not in favor of people being treated right, but that's not what this is about. I'm talking about people who step into a leader role, and you can't fit in if you're going to do that. You can't be like everybody else. So how do you stand out in this world where everyone's just trying to make it where everyone needs to be the same? How do you stand out in a world where everyone's just trying to fit in? Because if you go, and this can be like, so you got to assess for yourself. How are you showing up? Are you the real you? What's the real you? What's the real version of you? You know, what groups are you in? Are you in them because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings if you leave? Are you in it because, well, you know, I made this commitment 3 years ago and I just, I don't want to upset anything, or it's just, it's fine, right? Is it like that? That's, no. What about your style? Do you really want purple hair, but you think everybody will think you're crazy, right? Or, you know, or maybe you've had purple hair. You want to go back to regular hair. I don't know. Your regular color, whatever your natural color or style is. What about the clothes you wear? Do you dress the way you really want to dress? There's so many different things. Parenting. Are you parenting the way that you want and believe, I hope, or the way everyone else says you should parent? You know, when people say like, you need to be more this or less that, or are you moving and bending with all of that? What about your career? Are you in a job because you've been there for so long, or because that's the life you built and you don't know how to leave it? Or that just overwhelms you to even think, where would I even begin? I've been doing this for so long, even though I'm not fulfilled, it's not what I want, but now I've built this whole life and I have insurance and 401k, and well, how would I ever do anything else? How am I going to replace the income, right? So there's different versions of you showing up there. Are you expressing how you really want to feel? I mean, how you really feel for others? Or are you just like, it's okay, it's fine, no big deal, even though deep down inside, I actually don't want to be doing this anymore, or I don't want to be in this relationship anymore, or I don't want to be in this friendship anymore? How you spend your time? Are you doing things that light you up inside? You can't wait. Time is so amazing. Or are you doing all the things because you think you have to, you should? And what about your message? If you're an entrepreneur, are you saying what you really want to say? Who's out there right now? I mean, this is just, I look at everything, I think, I don't want to be like everyone else. I don't think everyone is equal. One time I posted something and it said, you can't do epic shit with basic people. And someone said, well, I think that's just, they sent me a little message. I said, I just think that's kind of wrong. How could you say that? Everyone's created equal. Everyone's created equal may be true, but not everyone shows up. Not everyone steps up. Not everyone improves themselves. Not everyone does the inner work. So not everyone is equal. I know a lot of people who want their life to be better. They want to be a leader. They want to be a successful entrepreneur. They want, but they just get tripped up in the same fucking loops all the time. I'm not judging them for it. I'm just telling you what I see. Oh, I want this, and I want to build a business, and I want to get out, and I want to speak, and I want to say my message, and I want to do this, and I'm going to change lives and whatever. And then 3 months go by and they're still getting caught up in the same relationship issue, or they're still getting caught up in saying, oh, I'm just not good at self-care. They're still saying the same thing, while another person said the exact same thing. They want the same thing. They want to be out speaking. They want to be out doing this. They want to be out doing that. Their life is not perfect, but you know what? They put that shit aside and they step up. And within hours of an idea popping in, they're acting on it. They've put something together. They're visible. They're out doing it. So are they equal? It doesn't mean one's, see, this isn't being equal to me. When I'm talking here, this isn't about better or worse than. It's not someone's better than someone else. Or this is about energetically and vibrationally standing out in a world where everybody else is trying to fit in. Good. Go let them try to fit in. You go be your badass self, because that's what you're here to do. You don't need to fit in. See, there's different kinds of people. There are people who want to fit in, and that works for them, and that is awesome. They should go do that. Everyone is here to do what they should go do, okay? But for some of us, we don't want to fit in. And we're not meant to. We're meant to stand out. How would the world in certain areas be where we are without the people who are willing to stand out, say what needed to be said, take a stand for something, speak up about something. Well, if everybody was just the same, that would have never happened. So if you've been spending all your time trying to fit in like I used to, I was the dreamer. I was told I had lofty ideas. I was told that I watched too many movies. I was told a lot of things, right? That I was a dreamer and people like you don't ever get that. And I don't know who you think you are. I mean, I have had it all. But there was something in me. I was like, I can't deny this feeling. I'm not making it up because I don't know where it's coming from, but I am meant for something more. I have thoughts and feelings. I have things that need to be said because, you know, even as a little girl, I was drawn to everything that was magical and possible. And like, I believed in happy endings. I haven't changed from any of that. Right. And the thing was, though, as I grew up, I was taught by others that I didn't have a right to talk about what I wanted. I didn't have a right to dream. People like me weren't given things like that. You know, this was a hard world. Only the lucky get stuff like that. I was taught things like that. So I found myself keeping more and more and more of it to myself. Because to say it out loud, it started to sound weird and it started to sound ridiculous. And people were looking at me like, you? You're going to have what? You're broke. Are you kidding? Or you're going to have what? You know, where you live? Because you do. You get judged on where you're at in life, not where you're going. See, I knew where I was going. I just didn't know how I was going to get there. But this world judges you on where you're at, convinces you that where you're at is all there is. And so if where you're at is not where you want to be, you better work hard at fitting in because otherwise people are going to call you a fool. But there was still something inside of me that said, this isn't your forever. This isn't where you're staying. You just need to keep going. But again, all these things that were happening in life were making me feel like there was something wrong with me because I didn't fit in. I never felt comfortable in certain circles. I tried, whether it was from high school all the way growing up, I was in different groups. I tried different organizations. I did what I thought everybody else was doing. I did the getting married thing. I had the family. I tried all the things. And I always wound up feeling like a misfit. And I thought it was me. So I spent a lot of my life trying to figure it out. Doing what I thought I was supposed to do. Just trying to be like everybody else. Be a happy married woman. Be a happy mom. Be a wife. Be a, you know, employee. Then work your way up to manager. Ooh, and then if you're really lucky, maybe you get like regional manager, right? I tried all the things, you know, in corporate, right? I played the role that I thought would make me feel normal. I just didn't realize. Like, is this resonating with you? Are you playing the roles? Have you played the roles? Maybe you made it all the way up to, like, executive, right? You do these things or whatever. And don't get me wrong, love being a mom. I love the whole thing, okay? I loved working hard. I loved learning things. I loved getting into companies and you know, becoming an asset and seeing how I could help and sharing ideas and... That all made me feel very alive. However, there was still something missing, and it was really a meaningful component, and it was me. Because playing a role isn't really what we're here for. But that's what we end up doing. And I just found that I was normal. I was just my kind of normal, and it was getting harder and harder. This is what happens. So when you move through the first parts of your life or whatever part you're in right now, and everybody's awakening is different at a different time in our lives. It's not like everybody hits 37 and you have this awakening, okay? So everyone has it at different times. You go through different experiences, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I'm doing all this doing, and what am I doing it for? Who am I? Why am I doing this? What does it mean? And if you can't come up with meaning for the things that you're doing, you start to question who you are because there's no purpose to it anymore. So the pattern shifts and all of a sudden it's not working. And you're like, I don't know. I don't know who I am anymore. So now, what do I do? Well, I'll just keep working hard at fitting in. No, it gets harder to be someone that you're not. For me, it reached a point where it was actually easier for me to step out and be who I am really here to be. It was the greatest sense of freedom I had ever experienced. And there's a lot of people out there right now, and maybe you're one of them, where you have always felt like you didn't belong. You didn't fit in. And it creates this doubt of your ideas. You question yourself. You don't trust your decisions. And then you try to do what you think you should do, and that doesn't work out. And then people go, oh, what'd you do that for? And you're like, oh, because I thought that's what I was supposed to do, even though it didn't feel right. And it weighs on me that people feel this way. But that's why we're talking about this, because it's, you know, and it sounds weird, right? Because I run a community. You might even be a member in the community, the Energy Lounge. I stopped trying to fit in and I started my own community. And that's what we're talking about, really. The bigger message here, how to stand out in a world where everyone else is trying to fit in. I stopped trying to fit in. I'm here to do it my way. Because it's freedom. Now that doesn't mean leave my community and go to... No, we still have... You have people in your life that you connect with. But you don't need to be just like them to connect. What we need, right, is really people that get you for who you really are. That is the theme and the overall message of anything that I do, especially my community. If you're going to come into my community, please only be yourself. Don't think you have to say the right thing or do the right thing or be or fill a role. That's not what my community is about. And I'm not about everybody being the same. I want you to be who you are. I get bored in communities where everybody needs to be equal and everybody needs to be the same. To me, those leaders are saying, I'm insecure with myself, so I need you to be like me. I can't have you being different. You might shine brighter. I can't have, and that's not absolutely. You come into my community and you have a bright light to shine, you better be shining it or I'm going to call you on it. And everybody's unique. You and anyone else, we all have our own unique gift set, right? So we have our own unique qualities. We're talented and gifted at different things. I believe that every single person is special in their own way. And I know, because I've worked with so many people, they're uniquely gifted and they're all granted, and this includes you, a divine dream. Your own unique way of making a difference in this world. You are never going to find that if you're spending all your time and energy trying to fit in with everybody else, worried about what they're going to think or say, trying to do it their way, looking at, you know, I'll have my clients look through the world for people who inspire them. Great examples of people who are living bits and pieces or bigger bits and pieces of life that they would like to experience for themselves, not because I want them to compare, but it is also a proven fact. If someone is doing something very successfully, fulfilling, inspiring, you want to mirror those people, but not to be those people. We're talking habits, mindset, energy, how do they show up, those things, but as you. Because we can learn from example, but not, this isn't a cookie cutter thing. You're not trying to be anybody else. It's time that you step out as who you really are. I didn't realize my own significance, that I had a presence, that I had a unique energy, and until I really started to spend my time, and I just, when I didn't know that, I was over serving everyone and everything. And it was exhausting at all levels, energetically, physically, right? And instead, when I started on my journey of this awakening, I became like a greater version of myself. I wasn't this limited, needed to be, should be, can't be version that was created through my perception of life. I began to feel more vibrant, right? So who are you really? Because if you stop trying to fit in and you start standing in your own power, if you stop worrying about what everybody else thinks, you just say what needs to be said. You start showing up as who you really are instead of who you think people want you to be. It's a big difference in your life. Because the more I embraced the role of the real me, the happier I felt inside. Man, it's tough to try to keep everybody else happy. Are you saying it a lot? You're like, yeah, it is. It is. It's a lot of work. A lot of work. And, you know, the work that I do, I wanted to help people step into their greater selves. It sounds so funny, right? Like step into it as if it's something you don't have, but it's right there. That's really when my business came to life. It's when I started helping dreamers, maybe just like you, stop living for everyone else, trying to fit in, trying to do it the right way, trying to do it the way that's approved, trying to do it the way that nobody will get upset, trying to appease and please everybody and all this stuff, right? And finally live the life that you desire. And I'll hear things like, well, but it's always been that way. I've always been the one to take care of things. If you grew up in a home where you had a narcissist for a parent, alcoholic or a drug addict for a parent, or just really in a home where the relationships were really toxic, or you probably grew up real fast and you did whatever it takes to keep the peace, so that mom or dad or both didn't get upset, so there wasn't yelling involved or worse. And that changes who you think you need to be. So you automatically, every time there's any tension, anything, whatever, you step in, you go like, oh, it's okay, I'll fix it. Right? Or I just don't want to upset anyone because I got to keep the peace. That's another way of trying to fit in, because if I can just keep everybody pleased and happy, it's okay. I don't really have any needs. Or, you know, it's interesting because it just turns a lot. Most of my clients, when we start working together, whether they come to me and they have already started their own business, usually on the side, but sometimes they are in their own business already at a full capacity, or we work on something in their life, but they all have this desire to want to help more people. So you may relate to this, okay? So they want to help more people, even if they don't have a clear vision of what that is. And we start working on things and moving things out of the way. And then they go, yeah, oh, now that this is gone, I can see it, and I want to help more people. And they go, but I don't know what to say. What do I say? I don't want to sound like everyone else. But if you think about it, not knowing what to say because you don't want to sound like everyone else, you're still really worried about what other people are going to think. Are other people going to think I'm just copying other people? Right? We have to move away from worrying about what other people think and move away from watching what everybody else is doing. Here's what I can tell you. If you're watching everything everyone else is doing, it's really hard to like stay in your own zone, like your own zone of genius, because you feel like, oh, okay, am I doing, oh, that's what they said. No, wait, I want to say what I want to say. And so this message, what, you know, you really have to like just eliminate everybody else for a moment. Who are you actually talking to? Because the thing is, when you want to step out and help more people and you want to say what needs to be said, you're not talking to the whole world. Because when we say things as spiritual people, I know, and spiritual entrepreneurs, we want to help more people. That feels like the whole wide world. We want to heal the world. That's how big our heart is. And I get it. But you're not here to help and heal the whole entire world. No matter how big and successful you get, you'll never be the person who heals the whole entire world. Tony Robbins is one of the most well-known people that I know in coaching, or, you know, or if you look at Jack Canfield, or, and yet there are still people who have never heard of them. So they're not, and they're eons beyond where I'm at right now, and they're still not the person who's going to heal the entire world. They are doing their best effort while they're here on this planet to make the biggest impact possible, as I am. And if that is something that calls to you, you are as well, but you don't need to worry about talking to the whole entire world, healing the whole entire world, or needing the whole entire world's approval. There are only certain people. See, I'm here. The way that I stand out, I created a space. I wanted to invite people in who were tired of settling. I wanted to invite people in who were sensitive and caring and loved making a difference for others and were never given credit or honor or respect for their emotional gifts, right? I wanted to create a space where you get to be who you're here to be, except the thing is that you get to define that. It's not predefined. Yes, you were born with gifts, but who you are here to be is not predefined. There's no, because that would create a limit to it. There's no limit to it. Who do you want to be? So this worrying about what other people think is really a form of trying to fit in. Right? Then there's fears like, well, what if I do the work? What if I do all this inner work and the relationships in my life, those people, they don't do the work and they don't grow with me? And what if, you know, what if I move forward and I lose them? And I know that sounds really harsh and kind of scary and it sounds sad, and but it's really not sad because everyone's here to have their own experience. So you don't have to move forward without them. You can keep them. You could keep picking up the pieces or whatever's happening in the relationship. Probably not going to rise to where you're meant to be as fast, or maybe not completely. The best thing you can do is continue to do your inner work, continue to rise, invite them along so that you can hold more space for them to step into. Instead of always going down, if you will, energetically, to meet them, to try to carry them or bring them with you. That's not how it works. And you're not here to save everyone. In fact, you're not here to save anyone. I can't save anyone. I'm not here to save anyone. I'm here to offer opportunity, to teach you, right? To help you understand and get more in alignment with who you are, who you want to be, the way you see your life. Finding and calling that confidence. I know that I'm here for more. I know that I'm meant for more. I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to step into that, regardless of anything else. I know that I'm going to do that because I'm here for something greater. I'm here for a greater purpose. And that does not come from trying to fit in. You know, we do. We gravitate to connection. And connection is a beautiful thing. But anything I just described about what if people don't rise with me? What about what other people think? That's all attachment. Those are all ego-based things. When you understand from the spiritual perspective, you can never leave anyone behind because they're all on their own spiritual journey. They're getting what they choose. They're getting what they need through their experiences. If it means that you go your separate ways, so to speak, for a while, and that person goes through their experiences, you go through your experiences, there's no saying that you're not going to meet at a higher elevated energetic level down the road. You just have to trust, though, that nothing in the spiritual realm, nothing can go wrong. There is no wrong. There's only spirit. It's beautiful. In the ego, it can feel like loss. It can feel lonely. It can feel rejection. It can feel like, but it's energy. And so it's not rejection. And it's not, you know, it could even, but it really seems like it with the words that are said. It really seems like it because they think, you know, this or that, or they don't get it, or, but the main point of the show today is not to say don't find your tribe. It's not to say don't be part of communities. It is to say that really that may be the level or the point that you're ready for, and that's awesome. Or it might be that you're ready to stand out and create your own community. Here's what I found, that a lot of the times when I was trying to fit into certain groups and whatever, it wasn't anything against their community. It wasn't anything against what they were saying or who they were or the people around me or that I thought I was better than them. It was that I had already outgrown that and I was ready to start something else and call people up. And you may be at that level. There's people who come and go out of my community as well. And you know what? My clients, they go from, wow, this is so brand new. I always hoped that this was something that existed. I thought it was crazy. And oh my God. And they stay in the community and they dive in. They listen to the podcast. They come to work with me one-on-one and we get into the more personal levels of what's going on. Or they join one of my group programs and their awareness is expanded and we start to clear away what's not working for them, the limiting beliefs, and that's such a cliche thing at this point, but it's really true, right? The limitations they were taught is really what that is. And so the limitations that you're taught play out as patterns in your life. When you eliminate and remove those patterns and there are no more limitations and you all of a sudden accept the fact that, holy fuck, like I'm here to be a leader. I mean, I just had this recently with more than one client. And they're like, I always hoped it was true, but I didn't even know how to get here. And now I finally just allowed myself to accept that, yeah, I'm ready. This is what I'm here for. And so they step out and they start communities. They step out and they work with clients. They step out and they write blogs or books. They step out and they help people in their own way. And so it's not that they're not part of our community, but they have stepped up. They rise up as a leader. They're no longer as much of a participant as they are a leader. And that's just where we need to move away from trying to fit in all the time and everybody being equal, because not everybody is equal, because not everyone is at the same point in their spiritual journey. It is not about people being better than or worse than or thinking they're better than, or some people are so full of themselves, or no, leaders have accepted their calling. And they're like, I'm willing to be a leader. See, I was willing. I accepted my spiritual promotion. I said, whatever you need me to do, I will do it. I will step out. I will say what needs to be said. I will call people forward. I will create and hold space for them to step into. I will create a community where people are going to come in one way, but they are leaving as leaders. If you come into my community and you stay the same forever, get out of my community because it's not doing anything for you. I'm not saying get out of my community like I'm kicking you out. I'm saying go find a community then where you're going to rise. You don't want to be the same. My intention for the Energy Lounger, for anyone that comes into my presence, is that I awaken within them. I ignite within them that they go, oh my God, I'm here for more. I felt it. It's right. Not, oh, this is so nice. This is fun. This is sweet. Oh, isn't this nice? Isn't this fun? Isn't this sweet? Blech. After a while, you'd be like, I'm over it. Like, I never get tired of a sunny day, okay? But if I go into a group and someone is just saying the same thing over and over, but there's never a challenge, there's never a call, there's never a you could be more, there's never like, you know, I've left groups because I just outgrown them. Again, this isn't an ego thing. It's not calling me forward anymore. And that's why I make so many changes in the Energy Lounge, because I'm not willing to let it get that way. I don't want it to be stagnant. So we change it up. I change up the theme days. I change up what we talk about, the types of challenges we have. I don't want you to be like, oh, I know what's coming next. That's not a challenge. So look through your life right now. What groups are you in that feel like that? Same old, same old. Oh, we're doing this again. Oh, everybody wants to be the same. Everybody's trying to fit in. Everybody says we right? What kind of people, what kind of relationships are you in? Is your job feeling like that? Same old, same old? No challenge, no grit, no place to grow? Like, oh, it's okay, I guess I'll just retire here, but there's nowhere to grow. We're spiritual beings, so we're expansive beings. Energy, oh, it's meant to flow, meant to grow. It's meant to go somewhere. It's not meant to stay the same. Nothing ever stays the same. If you have any kind of feeling in your life where something feels same old, you're going to get bored. When you get bored, your passion goes flat. When your passion goes flat, you lose your enthusiasm for life. You're definitely not living inspired. So I'm here to tell you, while community is important to surround yourself with like-minded people and people who get you, they better be people who challenge you to be the best version of you. A better version of you all the time. I will never not challenge you to be the better version of yourself. Every day I believe we can be a better version than we were yesterday because, my God, we have so much more knowledge and wisdom and experience. Everything you go through is to make you better. I don't want to be around people who just make it okay for me to be who I am like that. Do you see like the fine lines I talked about? Of course I want you to be who you are, but I want you to be the best version of yourself. I want you to be the growing, expanding version of yourself. Nothing frustrates me more than when I see a brilliant, amazing, gifted soul just shortcutting their life, just slacking it, and really telling themselves that, well, you know, it's not a big deal. What? I don't know. What's wrong with this? Why can't I just be this way? Because you're so much better than that. And when did it become wrong to say, I think you're better than that? Why are we coddling everyone? Because we don't want to offend anybody. Be offended. Somebody says to you, I just think you're better than that. I think I see more potential in you than you're activating. You should be flattered, not offended. That's a compliment. They're saying, God, you're so much more than the way you're showing up. My God, you have this, you have this, you have this, and yet you're doing nothing with it. But instead, people get offended and they cut you out of their life. Well, sorry. Go listen to another podcast because that's not me. I am going to be the one because I can see the gifts in you. I can see the abilities in you. I can see the pure potential that's not being tapped into. And that is what I'm here to do, is activate that in you, call it forward. Why would I ever want you to just, you know, meander through your life just being like mediocre and thinking that that's good enough? Why is that good enough? Why don't we want to be the best version of ourselves? Because we don't think that we can. Too busy trying to fit in. Just stay out of the, you know, I just need to stay out of the limelight. I don't want to, you know, ruffle any feathers. Or what's another one? I don't want to cause any waves. I hear all these little lines and I just cause some waves, would you please? Because it makes it a more interesting world to live in. And it also creates more solutions. So you have to decide for yourself. Are you willing to stand out in a world where everyone is trying to fit in, be politically correct, not offend anybody? You know, or are you just good where you're at? That's okay. If that's your choice, I'm not here to judge that. This podcast is for people who want to stand out in a world where everyone else is trying to fit in. This community that I run, my community, is for people who know that they are meant to stand out, not fit in. I can't even, sometimes I go back in my mind what it was like to be me. Before I even knew that I had a voice, you know, before I even recognized how I could help people, that I could make a difference, that I did. I didn't know those things back then. I knew that I didn't like to be sad, and I knew that I didn't like to feel like a misfit or an outcast, even though that's how I felt most of my life. But what I didn't know was that the solution to that was not for me to find the right way to fit in. And I tried them all. As I said, I tried marriage. I tried the way I looked. I tried the people I hung out with. I tried the organizations I was involved with. I tried the types of jobs. I tried promotion. I tried to earn more money. I tried all of it. I tried to have a nice car. I tried to have a nice house. I tried to decorate the house right. I tried to have the right parties. I tried all of it to try to fit in. And the only thing that I ever found that actually got rid of that awful feeling of being a misfit was when I actually stepped out as the leader I'm here to be. And I just put all that aside and decided to do it my way. And you know, it's interesting because as I just said that, I remember that my grandmother Elaine, her favorite song was I Did It My Way. And I always thought, wow, that's cool. Because I was a teenager when I remember her talking about it. And that was a song she wanted to be remembered. Like, I did it my way. And I thought, huh. But it didn't really, you know, like ring like a bell. And I didn't really get it until I stepped into this, until I stepped into my power, until I left behind all those feelings of trying to be like everybody else, trying to wear clothes the way they did, trying to wear this and do that, and needing my hair a certain way, all that crap. I just do it my way. I don't even know what other people, I don't even know. I just know what I like. And I do what I like. And I do what makes me feel alive inside. Because that other way made me feel really empty and dead inside. So this is where you have to decide what side of that fine line are you on? Are you here to stand out? Step out. Be a leader. Lead in your own way, whatever that looks like. Everybody leads in a different way. Do you lead with your writing? Do you lead with your words? Do you lead with speaking? Do you lead with volunteering? Do you lead with, you know, there's all different, your artwork. There's all different ways. Or are you going to just going to hang out in the background? I'm not quite ready for that yet, and that's okay. But if you feel like, but I might give it some thought, it's kind of speaking to me. You don't have to step out tomorrow and be that leader, but what you do need to do is put some things in motion, get the right support, and make sure that you're listening to the right people. That's why you should be over in the Energy Lounge if this is ringing your bell, if it is something you know you're meant for more and you're ready. Then you want to make sure you're in a community where people are going somewhere, where you're in a community that's being led by a leader. Those are the only communities I'm in that I engage in or participate with. I listen to people who are leading, not people who are just living, not people who are just trying to be like everybody else or make it okay. Everybody's got to be okay. We can't say anything, you know, la, la, la. I don't know. I just want you to show up as the real you. It's a lot of work to try to be someone else. It's really a lot of work. It's really exhausting. And when my clients, when they finally like, they go, oh my God, I get what that means. And they set that down and they step forward as who they really are. That is when they are free. It's amazing. So this, it is time too. We need more people to step forward as spiritual leaders, to stand out in a world where everyone's just trying to fit in. We need that. Because in the spiritual realm, as I said, there are no problems, there are no differences, there is no better or worse than, there is no right or wrong. It's just spirit, it's just energy, it's just freedom. It's just pure potential activated. That's what we need more of. I'll see you on the next episode, and I hopefully will, of course, see you over in the Energy Lounge so you can come share your journey with us. Tell us how you're stepping out. Tell us how you're willing to stand out in a world where everyone wants to just trying to fit in, and you know that you will have full support from me. I can't wait to meet the real you. And the Energy Lounge, of course, is over on Facebook. You want to join us over there. If you're not already an active member, hop over, tell us about you, and I will see you back for another awesome, amazing episode. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you. I look forward to meeting you, and we'll see you again soon. Bye for now.